A Century of Spiritual Text, St. Theodoros, 33. Do not spend to spend feast days in drinking wine, but in regenerating your intellect and purifying your soul. If you eat gluttonously and drink wine, you will provoke anger in the person whom the feast is honoring. The mentioned advice is very useful because it is perhaps also our personal experience that on the festive days, we somehow relax our spiritual discipline. Perhaps the best example is the celebration of Christ's resurrection, which is preceded by the Great Lent. There are many who take the time of preparation for Passover very seriously, observe not only fasting, but also many other self-denials to prepare their souls. And many of them told me about the great fall that they experienced right on Easter Sunday. And that's because of some joy at the end of the fasting period. They dropped attention and succumbed to the passions of gluttony. This relaxation of attention, especially when the nature of the holidays creates a joyful atmosphere, is a frequent temptation. St. Theodoros advises how to prepare for it. He says that we shouldn't plan to spend the holidays drinking wine. He means that the fall is preceded by our decision, literally our plan to loosen the strictness of spiritual discipline. Planning itself is a bad sign because it indicates a misunderstanding of spiritual activities. If certain renunciations are good for the soul, then why should we look forward to the day when we give them up? St. Theodoros says that for the feast days, we should rather plan activities that serve to regenerate the mind and purify the soul. With such a preparation, we can resist the temptation so that the joy of the feast days does not weaken our attention so much that we allow ourselves to be controlled by passions. St. Theodoros, intercede for us. Amen.